Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, how about what you just witnessed? The retired Jim Colony was in here. I just made plans with Zeiss to play nine holes after work today, 2:45, Mount Lebanon. Colony's here. I invited him. I said I would pay for him. He claimed he had stuff to do at home, and I quote, stuff to do at home, to
Joe,
which I said a swear word.
He's a married man.
And she, oh, he's full of crap, Ron.
You strong-armed him, and you were relentless. If the Steelers' run defense was as relentless as you, they'd hold people to minus yardage.
I know. But it was a free round of golf for him. Only nine holes. Whatever he has to do at home can't wait for an hour and a half. Get out of here
with this.
Apparently
not.
My feelings are hurt, Ron, by Colony, and I'm never golfing with him again.
He may not be upset with that stance you're taking.
I know. The Jets stink, Ron. And the Steelers are going to win this game, and they're going to win it
big. You're considering a blowout here.
Yeah, and here's why. Left tackle George Fant on injured reserve Tuesday, okay? So he's on injured reserve, and their whole line is reshuffled here. This guy was out of position anyway. When Mekhi Becton, I know one of your favorites, was lost for the year.
I thought they're down to their fourth and fifth tackle.
Then they signed Dwayne Brown to play left tackle, but he's on injured reserve for another week with a shoulder injury. So all of this has forced Max Mitchell, another one of your favorites, a rookie fourth rounder from Louisiana viewed as a developmental player, into starting at right tackle. This is a disaster. So struggles or no struggles lately for the Steelers defense, they still have some pretty good players over there. And I just think it's going to be a destructive game here on a nice long rest.
Will they be able to take
defense.
Advantage without T.J. Watt?
Yes, they will.
Is Highsmith the leader in sacks, right, in the NFL?
Yeah.
Will he add to his total this week?
Yes. They're gonna destroy the Jets. That's my take on the matter. And I think Trubisky gets it going too. And I think the score is not 21-10, but 31-10.
Pokey said 21-10.
Yeah, 31-10. I'm convinced that this is a get-well week. I don't know how it'll translate when they start playing real games again or real teams again. But these Jets, this might be in their current state, might be the worst team in the NFL. Thoughts?
The line is not big. I think, what is it, 3.5, did I say?
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. I don't know that the Steelers are capable of blowing out anybody.
No?
That doesn't mean they won't cover 3.5, but I don't know. I don't feel quite as confident as you.
You're going to pick them to cover?
Today is Thursday. I'll make my official pick tomorrow.
Where are you leaning?
I'm probably leaning towards Steelers, but not officially. And I'm not convinced.
This is more a statement of the Jets than it is the Steelers.
No, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I know. They're bad. They're bad.
The Browns had them beat by 13, and a miracle happened. The Bengals blew them out. The Ravens blew them out. And the Steelers are going to blow them out. That's how I see this going down. Unless Zach Wilson runs all over the place. And why doesn't Trubisky run, by the way? I almost wrote about that in the Post-Gazette today before I switched to Shohei Ohtani. Wasn't this guy brought here to run? Why doesn't he ever run?
Mobility. Well, he did a little more last week.
He rolled out a little bit. He never runs.
He scored a touchdown.
Okay.
1 yard.
So you're disagreeing with this notion? He has five rushing attempts.
I'm just saying he's running a little more, and maybe this week there'll be even more.
Man, I look around the league. Let me see what Ben's rushing attempts were earlier in his league. earlier in his career. He's not Lamar Jackson, but he's supposed to be one of the better athletes at the position in the league, Trubisky is.
You're preaching to the choir. I'd like to see him do it more, but my point is I thought I saw a little bit more of it last week. Not just running, but on moving pocket and throwing on the run.
Yeah. In the end, though, he had two running attempts. I thought we were going to see between 5 and 10 each week. I mean, I think he's one of these guys who can deliver in the run game.
If you see 5 or 10, then you might be seeing Kenny Pickett before they want to see Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I can't live in my fears like that.
I know.
I mean, I think Josh Allen is crazy for doing what he does, but mostly because he's Josh Allen. I hate to say this guy's more of a sacrificial lamb, but he's more of a sacrificial lamb.
You didn't hate it saying it too bad, did
he? Had games with the Bears where he ran, let's see here, 7 times, 8 times, 10 times, 10 times.
One game against New England, he almost had 100 yards.
He had 81 yards. Game at Dallas here, 10 for 63. Another game, 7 for 53, 10 for 43. Why isn't he running? Is he being told not to? If you're not going to have him run, then go get Ben off his couch. Seriously, you got one of the better athletes at the position here. Either he's not taken off,
I get it,
or they're telling him not to.
Use him more.
But he needs to use himself more.
I'd like to see Warren in there more myself. I think that would help the running game. But maybe the thing that would help the running game most is throwing it down the field.
Or having the quarterback.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back actually be a threat to teams by taking off and running and using his athletic ability. I thought that was a huge reason why they signed him. Of course, there were a lot of reasons I thought they signed him. To try to get his talent out, that was evident when he was drafted second overall. Instead, that this dude is playing, whether self-appointed or coach-appointed, he's literally playing in a straitjacket.
Living in their fears.
Yes.
I think you're right. I mean, that's why I want to see more. I want to see him throw down the field, and I'd love to see him run more.
More design runs. Turn him into part of the running game. I think there's been opportunities. There's been plays where I look at it and say, if he had tucked it and kept it and run around end, he would have run for a long time. I don't know. It's very baffling to me. Now, maybe they'll slowly unveil it, but it better come soon for his sake and their sake. If they actually want this guy to play,
they better win this game. There's no such thing as a must-win game in the fourth week of the season, but this is a damn well better win game.
There's some games that just jump out from his career in Chicago. From 19 against Dallas, they win. They put up 30. He goes 23 of 31 with 3 touchdowns, 250. He runs 10 times for 63 yards. And there's other games like that where they actually, it seemingly sort of unleashed him in games.
They haven't done that here. They haven't done that
here. The question is why?
I don't know. I don't think it's him. I think he's playing the way he's told to play. Why? Because they feel like they have a great defense. As long as you don't turn the ball over, they're going to win. I don't know that they have a great defense without TJ.
They don't have a great defense without TJ. They do have a defense that can keep scores reasonable if you have a reasonable offense, I think.
But is it getting better? I thought it got better last week.
The Trubisky mobility factor?
No, the whole offense, I thought, looked better.
Looked a little different.
But that's, again, the bar is set so low when I say better.
Well, it was also not a great defense that they were playing against. In Cleveland, the defense that had been shredded by 83-year-old Joe Flacco the week before. That's not a good defense.
Grossi told us that secondary is one of the 5 best in the league. He said they had unbelievable breakdowns, but they're still extremely talented. I don't know.
They don't look like a very good defense to me. I don't know.
Miles Garrett didn't do much.
Miles Garrett never does much against the Steelers.
Miles Garrett, who's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, did you see that story?
Yeah, 165 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Cited, apparently I read somewhere where he's been ticketed twice for driving over 100 miles an hour. These guys think they're...
Really? Twice over 100, huh?
Yeah. These guys think they're, you know, bulletproof, but they're not. You know, young guys tend to think that way sometimes.
So give me a magic number. What do the Steelers need to hold the Jets to win the game?
I'd like to say 20.
I'd like to say the offense will crack 20. That would be good.
Better.
Against a horrible defense. What if they lose this game?
Oh, baby. Oh, we'll have fun on Monday. I mean, if you're 1-3, then starting that stretch at Buffalo, home against Tampa, at Miami, at Philly, you're looking at 1-7.
It'll be one of the worst losses of Tomlin's career to lose at home to this outfit with their four-string tackles. You know what I mean?
I would absolutely agree with that.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. I think they're going to
bust out offensively. I do. I think they're going to put up 30 against this team.
Well, then that'll quiet the picket following for at least a week.
Yeah, which is the good news or the bad news, right? We're staving off the inevitable. Inevitable, I should say.
And I like that word.
Staving's a good word. And if he has a good game against the Jets, I mean, who cares, Ron? You should have good games against the Jets, right?
Should have good games against the Jets.
412-928-9370. Is this the week the Steelers get well? Let's take a little trip around the league next. There's a lot happening around the NFL, including Tom Brady shredding one of his former coaches. Partially in jest, yes, but shredding him nonetheless.
And we got it. Steiny, did you find the Belichick tape? Joe, you got to hear this.
You find it, Steiny? He's got it.
I've got it.
It's absolutely priceless. He was asked yesterday repeatedly about Mac Jones' high ankle injury, and his response is priceless.
This is the first thing Steiny's done all week for us, Ron.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.